Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to you all. This is the Business Day Spotlight, your destination for African business made simple. My name is Mdiwa Gavaza, and for today, we are getting into a discussion just around some of the trends, the ins and the outs, and some of the insights that can be gleaned and drawn from what's going on over in the broadcast advertising space. And to help us to navigate what all of that is about, we are joined by the managing director of GH Media Group, that is Fukile Zondi, and we're going to be just getting into it around that, because he is a former managing director of Gagasi FM, and we're just going to be hearing just around what they're doing on the side of GH Media Group, and at the same time just having a discussion around what they're seeing in the rest of the sector. Vukile, greetings to you today.
Greetings, Mudiwa, and greeting to all of our, you call them listeners in podcast world, but everyone. And thank you for the opportunity. Looking forward to this conversation.
So GH Media Group, we've already heard that you're coming from the world of Gagasi, and I do understand that you are joining us from Gagasi FM at the moment. So GH Media Group, just a little bit of insight around what that is and the type of work that you guys are doing.
Yeah, sure. Thanks again. GH Media Group is the media sales, what people traditionally call the media sales agency, but I think we more, see ourselves more as a media solutions business. That is, in essence, the commercial wing of the group that owns Gagasi FM as well as Heart FM. We previously used to outsource our media sales and our commercial business rather to Media Mark, and prior to that United Stations. And with the stations having grown over the 15 years, they've grown into their own right, and we have gone through the route as a group to then internalize our commercial business in very much the same light as a couple of our competitors in the commercial, or not competitors, counterparts rather, in the commercial media space, where you're seeing that it's not an uncommon trend where commercial business, i.e. what is known as traditionally media or airtime sales, is brought in-house. So GH Media Group is the commercial wing or commercial entity that represents Gagasi FM as well as Heart FM in the media environment.
When you're talking right now, one of the curiosities that comes to my mind around especially Gagasi FM, you got it's likely, if I remember correctly, the largest radio station in the country. So how hard is it? Because, we always talk about shrinking advertising budgets to say that in a time of uncertainty, like what we saw during COVID-19 and all of that stuff, that marketing and advertising budgets are usually one of the first things to get cut. That's one of those conversations that, people tend to have. But when you're running, or when you are trying to get advertising for the biggest radio station in the country, are you really facing the strife or the hardship that smaller stations face? Or is it that advertising you found is something that has, suffered across the board?
Sure. Quite a few things to consider, and I'm saying you because I'm gonna need to find a way of summarizing this without being too long-winded. I think the first part of it being that, from my perspective, until recently I'd been on the one side of the business that we do, which is running the radio station, Gagasi FM, but also just my history has always been really on the radio station side. Mostly content, and then running Gagasi for about 7 years, and up until 4 months ago or so, starting then GH Media Group. So I've had the fortune of being on both sides, and a media business typically fights at its highest level, or rather, the biggest summary that I can get for somebody from a media point of view is that it fights on two fronts. You have to fight for your share of audience and audience attention slash engagement. And then obviously you got to fight for your share of advertising spend, and also, you know, in certain mediums as well, the you know, spend that comes from the actual consumer themselves. So much of my focus has been on the one side, albeit definitely from a commercial point of view. And from a, you know, from those both those ends, share of audience, share of revenue, it requires a very different approach and requires and comes with a very different set of challenges. So I think the traversing those two challenges and finding that balance is really then what comes in, you know, into what one is doing now, because we have to convert this engagement into meaningful revenue. And you're very right. I mean, you, not only prior to COVID, I mean, there's been a continuous growth issue. We've been seeing rolling recessions. We've been seeing a very tight or low business sentiment for a prolonged period of time. And obviously, as we all know, economic growth has been very hard to find. Well, has been very hard to see for anybody in the South African context. And even from a global context, as I said, there's been a couple of other kind of, whether it be global recessions, whether it be the pandemic, that has really plummeted, seen a whole lot of businesses, one, struggle, but secondly, has also just really created a situation where businesses are looking at things very differently. You know, in the media environment, we are out there with, you know, speaking and chasing after the budgets of advertising from the advertising world, i.e. the marketing world. And in our searching for those budgets, we speak to, you know, your big blue chip companies who have big marketing budgets, but also speak to a whole lot of consumers. So a majority of our clients are really trading consumer products outside of government. And that's where, you know, the fight, or where we are all kind of sitting and chasing after revenue there. Because for a business to grow, they need to ensure that the consumer is aware of their product. They need to ensure that they are aware of what their consumer thinks of their product. And growth is really something that's become very hard to come by in the economy. And we are being leaned on more and more as media businesses to drive growth in a very different environment, I mean, a very difficult environment. But because of our clients really being under pressure from a budget point of view, not because they're just not being nice to us, but because they're also under pressure as businesses. We really are seeing a situation where there's a lot more demand or a lot more requirements from our clients to really be able to show a return on investment. And that, you know, what return on investment looks like is very different with each and every single client that you deal with. And that is honestly not only from a client direct, but also from the agency's point of view. So it's not unique, I feel, and in a very short way, it's not unique to just the marketing industry. I think it's a very difficult time. Growth has been hard to find. And we are on the receiving end of it as well, like any other business and any other industry. And it has required all of us to then adapt and be really customer centric in how we approach, you know, what we do. And as I said, our customers sit on both fronts, you know, share of audience and a share of clients. And it's really about creating that gap between the two. I mean, navigating that gap between the two to bring the two closer to each other, to see, you know, growth for your clients, and to ensure that we keep the stations being able to provide a entertaining and engaging ecosystem for the audience to keep engaging with them. So yes, it's been very difficult, but not just for radio, not just for media, I think just for business across the board, and all of us are adapting.
When it comes to, you highlighted the issue of return on investment as one of the concerns that people have, that, you know, things are shrinking at the moment, which means that you have clients that are out there trying to, those that are advertising or those that are pouring money into this medium, that, you know, they're likely trying to stretch out, you know, the value of their rand when they do campaigns and stuff like that. So from that point of view, because you've highlighted, you know, the two sides of the coin, on the one hand, it's, you know, when from an audience point of view, right, typically, you know, what are you guys offering as Gagasi and Heart, you know, the type of audience that, you know, that you're offering. And then on the other side of that coin, the businesses that you guys have been able to attract, you know, can you give us a flavor of the profile or type of businesses that are coming and choosing to advertise with you guys?
To answer your first questions, I think the two stations, really, and I think radio is first. Maybe let me start it from a radio point of view and on that question of audiences. Radio does offer a very a different level of engagement. I think at the end of the day, all of us are trying to find ways and means. And when I say all of us in the media industry, try and find ways and means to ensure that we keep our audience engaged. And then being able to kind of, you know, convert that engagement into various ways of crafting solutions for our clients. And what radio definitely does over and above just, you know, reach, a lot of reach in terms of being a traditional medium that is very cheap and very quick way to get to as many ears as possible. But over and above that, radio has for the longest time, I always say 10 to 15 years, not really been just radio and monochannel. If you listen to any radio station at the moment, they don't just say dial in on whatever number it is. There's, you know, more than that when it comes to the engagement. And there's engagement on across social media that is happening as we're engaging with people on live radio, which is terrestrial and traditional. But the link between traditional and terrestrial with digital goes without saying. You know, our presenters, I would say, even from a Kakasi and a Heart point of view, have had to increasingly become more than just strong on air. They have to be as strong on air as they are, I mean, as strong off air as they are on air. And that off air can take the form of strong social media presence, strong on the ground in terms of either the musicians, either they are presenters, whether they are actors, whether they are DJs, club DJs, comedians. You really are now starting to see that you have to create a engagement ecosystem for your audience to keep being able to find your content in different ways and means. And it's really about then ensuring that, you know, the content is relevant consistently and that you are able to ensure that it's easy for the customer, I mean, easy for your audience to consume that content. Radio being a free medium, you know, and that being one of its biggest strengths, does then have to work two times as hard, as always had to work way much harder, actually, to keep the attention of the person that they speak to, because, you know, they are then able to switch and move to anywhere else, which is similar to what you find in the digital environment. But there's also a lot of, you know, value in the combination of traditional media with what they call whether digital, new media, and various other ways. And you're seeing that more and more clients are waking up to the ecosystem of engagement concept, and also waking up to understanding that, you know, no one platform is better than the other, but it's the combination of various platforms to create an end goal, which is really where the importance is. So we do, you know, it is something that is, when it comes to relaying that into the, you know, with clients, that is something that we really pride ourselves on, is that we, you know, the two stations really focus on understanding their audiences, like day in, day out. I've got people who are constantly engaging with these audiences. But also remember that radio has always had a two-way communication with this audience. So we speak, radio stations speak to their audience, and their audience speaks back 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, and digital has enhanced that. Which is why things like, you know, Kakasi's app has become a very big hit with our audience, because it has come in and become an additional area for that audience to kind of engage with the station and the content. And also just things like events and activations. You know, Heart sits as one and an annual event, which, yes, since COVID has been kind of curtailed, and we can't wait till, you know, we get to being able to engage with our audiences again, but where there's an annual music festival and event, as well as an annual women's event, where people are able to take that journey from listening to engaging on their, you know, on their phone, whether it be on social media, digital websites, and engaging with their presenters, to then finishing that off by a live experience in terms of engaging with the brand, engaging with the people, and rubbing shoulders with other events. And so it has required all of us, as I said before, from a business point of view, to adapt not only COVID, but just the difficult times that we've been in. But it's also given us the opportunity to really expand our ways and means and creativity over how we engage with our audiences, which has meant that, you know, the dexterity of everyone, from the person who engages with the audience, from producers, you know, old days, producers would be able to get away with just being knowing how to create content for radio. Now they've got to be able to create content for radio, for video, for digital, for copywriting, for digital, and for radio, and across various skill set. It requires you to be able to be conversant on various skill sets insofar as engaging with your audience, but also means that in how we are then commercializing or providing solutions to our clients, it requires us to think beyond just the 30-second generic and the reach of radio. It really wants, requires for us to really understand client problems, understand what clients are trying to achieve with this particular audience set, and then build, a solution that makes sense and ticks the various boxes. Because, as I said, that's where ROI becomes unique to each and every single client, is by you asking what is it that you're trying to achieve and ensuring that that's what we are able to get back on. So that is the challenge that we sit with. And yes, you can have the biggest radio station, commercial, privately owned commercial radio station. So maybe let me just clarify that part, which is what I wanted to clarify as well, is that we're the biggest independent radio station in the country in terms of, well, Kakasi is the biggest independent radio station in the country in terms of audience figures. But the revenue side of things has got a very different picture altogether. But so when we say biggest, I would like to qualify in terms of audience figures, but also only as an independent radio station. But biggest audience numbers doesn't really translate into the biggest revenue in our industry.
You know, with everything that that you're saying, someone who's listening would might be a little bit confused right now, because at the beginning there was a sense of it's been tough and it's been difficult, and one can understand that. But at the same time, right now we are talking about, it sounds as if the theme is around the resilience of radio as a medium, that people, still see it as being important, and that the medium itself has embraced digital, for this omni-channel approach that you're articulating, right? So that then begs the question about effectiveness of radio advertising, because I remember we had a chat with a competitor of yours, Prime Media Broadcasting, and we were talking about the medium itself, and I remember the lady at the time was actually advocating to say that radio is still important, it still has a place in South Africa, and it's going to keep growing. But I want to zone in, because of this particular conversation, on specifically the advertising part, right? Simply because when it comes to radio, you're competing against mediums like digital that can give hard figures, hard data on reach, engagement, all of this stuff, right? And that they want to continue engaging with it. So, we see the resilience, and, I'm all for that. But when it comes to, effectiveness, right, how are the engagements with clients, from that point of view? Because I think radio has been a little bit tough sometimes when trying to gauge audiences, RAMs and all of that stuff. So when you're engaging with the, clients, how are they feeling about the effectiveness of radio as an advertising platform? Because the advantage of digital is the fact that you can get hard numbers to say that, okay, I spent X amount and it reached, so many people. There were these comments, there was that traction, there were these impressions, so competing against that new paradigm, how do you see, or have you seen, radio fitting into all that?
To answer it, in a very short way, is that yes, definitely the resilience of radio is something that has has come up to question, and I do feel that we've often, as the radio industry, shortchanged ourselves or undersold radio because of radio always having to have had to fight for keeping audience attention. The radio stations have all adapted in terms of how we keep engaging with audiences, in the sense that no radio station at this day and age is engaging with their audience through just the terrestrial platforms or FM frequencies, from streaming to podcasts to social media, where the from the stations themselves, as well as the presenters, are on social media. They themselves are influencers in their own rights, not only in traditional media as radio, but also in the digital space. And we've really, you know, constantly also plugged really the value of just radio in its traditional sense, as opposed to, you know, the amount of time that radio people take in understanding their audience and ensuring that they craft the content to be to land with their audience in the right places. So yes, the radio as itself has kind of had a very compressed growth in terms of revenue. But as I say, it really has then caused us to all look at how do we look at our clients, find out what it is that they're trying to achieve, and then bring back that into the stations to be able to look at how do we then immerse them into that engagement ecosystem that touches across the platforms to give them the outcome that they want. But also, you know, to also not go on and present every single other platform or other stations as somebody or as from an adversarial point of view, because it really stands to reason that we you know, when a client is trying to get across to a whole lot of people, it's a mixture of various platforms and not one over the other that is the approach that should be taken. There's not a situation, it changes it every single time, depending on what you're trying to achieve with which audience that you're trying to get to, as to, and also what your approach is and where your brand sits in terms of your audience and what your brand is trying to achieve, that then informs the marketing mix or the media mix that you're going to use to land that message. And your experienced marketers are very much aware of that. And it really does require that we also then, you know, are able to put forward solutions that make sense in that context, but not in a siloed and, platform specific way, but rather looking at the audience and what with each one of us from an industry point of view, but also then even all the way down to the stations are able to then offer in terms of, you know, a unique engagement experience where the client can then immerse and engage with our audience and immerse their brand and their product into there. So it yes, radio has been resilient, but it has been resilient because of the fact that there's always a fight for the audience's attention, but also we have also struggled because we've not really done a very good job of landing it to clients that, you know, this is the solution that we offer, not just a radio 30-second spot, but superior engagement with an audience that speaks back to the station on a regular basis. And we're using digital to understand that audience, digital platforms and digital systems to understand that audience all the time a lot better, which makes us able to service those clients even more. So, yes, it's difficult, but the resilience of radio has definitely, you know, shown that there's a future for radio, but not with at the expense of any other medium.
You know, I think one of the long-running themes throughout this discussion has been this unified multi-channel approach that you've been speaking about, Fukile, throughout today. And as we end off, you know, I wanted to maybe get your thoughts, you know, just around how you guys specifically are approaching this unified approach, because either as GH Media, you sit and you approach clients as to say, we can offer the radio piece. When it comes to your advertising, you know, your advertising campaign, whatever it is, we will offer you the radio piece. Or are you guys working in concert with other providers in other channels, you know, where, you know, you can approach clients, you know, with that unified approach where you approach clients as a radio broadcaster together with maybe someone who's offering the TV side of things, someone who's offering digital, someone who's offering print, so that you have that, you know, that whole package that you can offer to clients, you know. So maybe you could talk to us around that as we end off, and how that fits into GH Media's business reimagined approach.
So, yes, I think that, you know, a lot of what been speaking about in terms of a what you say, unified approach. But I think what we approach it, or where we come from, is that, you know, there's one audience that each one of the speaks, the stations speak to. Well, there's a selected audience that each one of the stations speak to. And that audience is made up of a number of people, whether you split them up from a demographic point of view, whether you split them up from psychographic point of view or geographical point of view. Each one of them offer a different thing. And that also is the case with every other station. It's then really the art of how those stations, or the uniqueness of how those stations keep their audience engaged. Radio is, yes, definitely the place where the stations all aggregate the most audiences and engage with the audiences. But off of that, beyond that, these audiences are being engaged on social media, on the station's own digital platforms, and across, you know, the social media platforms as well, not just one. Even things like language and nuance, you know, Kakasi's got something, you know, that they've coined a term, Zulish, which is very unique to kind of how the audience that they speak to in KZN, but also just beyond KZN, engages. And it's a similar thing also with Heart, where, you know, they speak to a predominantly, almost exclusively colored audience from Cape Town, with that unique Cape Town flavor. But it doesn't mean that it's locked down into just a geographical environment, but it's a state of mind. So I think it's how we have really now wanted to take the uniqueness of these stations and the uniqueness and the fastness of the ability to engage with the audience that they've got, you know. And the term that we use is engagement ecosystem, because a person who heard The Breakfast Show today can be talking about The Breakfast Show right now, being able to send guys video content, I mean, share content that they saw on social media that they're engaging with the station, go onto the station's social media platforms or their own platforms to be able to engage with their clients' content. And as we speak right now, you know, there's an engagement that is happening. There's a competition that is running. There's something that's moving all the time. So there's that constant immediacy that we're able to offer as well. And so our approach really is moving away from a traditional radio one, first of all, radio approach, to an engagement ecosystem, because each one of these stations have had to keep alive and keep relevant to their audience by speaking to them across the platforms that matter to them and make the engagement easier and more receptive to the audiences. Secondly, and that then in that engagement ecosystem, it speaks to then a point beyond just the traditional radio platforms. And then also in this business reimagined is really to understand our clients a lot more. You know, we've got a very small, very adaptable and very quick and nimble team. It's something that the stations have really been very strong at, has been very quick, very nimble, and having the ability to come back with solutions that speak uniquely to this audience. So at GH, it's something that we are making a hallmark of kind of what we do, is to provide the best solutions for the clients to engage with the audiences, but not by creating a one-size-fits-all, but by really bringing the stations closer to clients, and in so doing, bringing the audiences of the stations closer to clients. And where these clients who really want to engage and really want to work on a concept and really want to work on a campaign over a period of time, we really are out there trying to engage at that level to understand their business so that we can adapt. You know, the point I was making earlier on is that radio has not adapted its how we approach our clients in terms of building solutions for them in a way that speaks to their current challenges. And what we are doing is engaging really at a deeper, more business level to understand what are you trying to achieve? What are the challenges that are there? What are you really trying to achieve with this particular audience? So that we can then go back and go back to the stations. You know, the stations have got a wealth of talent and a wealth of people who've got understanding of this audience anecdotally. And you combine that with our own at the stations, the ability to, you know, pull data from every single one of our engagements with our audiences to understand that their movement from a behavioral, demographic, as well as psychographic point of view, we're able to really build something that is unique with each and every client. And that is the differentiator that we are, you know, when we talk about business reimagined, is that there's no real one way of doing things when it comes to how GHMG is going to be approaching it, but it's going to really be able to adapt to what the business objectives are for that client and what they are trying to do, get this audience to do, whether it is make them pay attention, make them try something out, consume something different, engage in a conversation, line up to go and get vaccinated, to getting them to switch a bank account. That is really where we want to go, to that granular detail, and build you know, lasting business solutions for our clients rather than just marketing solutions.
So that's been it. We're talking to Vukile Zondi, who is the managing director of GH Media Group. They are the commercial side of the company that owns Gagasi FM together with Heart FM, giving us some insight into what's going on in the radio broadcast advertising space. And he's just talking about the fact that the medium itself has remained resilient. People still believe in the audiences, you know, that they are serving, but more than anything else, they've had to change the approach because you have to sort of embrace what's going on with all the changes, especially in the digital space, and make sure that radio becomes a key piece that then feeds into people talking about things on social media and other platforms. It can't be just a one-channel approach anymore. And also just talking about, you know, the evolution in the space and the impact that COVID-19 had on all that. Vukile, thank you so much for being with us today.
No, thank you very much for having me.
This is Mudiwa's Take.
Radio advertising has always been a very important channel with which, you know, companies, brands, and other organizations can actually communicate either their story, their brand notices, you know, things like that. And moving forward, I do think it still has its place. But one of the things that I agree the most with what Vukile was talking about is this multi-channel approach, because, you know, the research does show that a lot of engagement that used to be sort of controlled, you know, because when it comes to radio, the engagement tended to be through things like phone calls, for example. There's a radio host, it's a show, and there's questions asked, and then you know, you call in, you contribute to the conversation, you keep it moving from that point of view. But over time, you know, those things have evolved, because back in the day, for example, another thing that used to happen is that people would send letters to radio stations. But nowadays, you can send an instant message, usually on a channel like WhatsApp, right? And immediately feedback to what's going on in studio. And because of social media, that adds even another layer as well, because it means you can tweet, you can comment on Facebook, you can go on Instagram. There are all of these different ways within which people can engage with the medium like radio. So when it comes to the advertising bit, you know, it makes sense that if you're going to have a campaign, right, that you don't only focus on radio, but that you have radio as a piece, because even the radio audiences themselves are existing on multiple channels. So you as a business would be best served operating on, you know, on those multiple channels. But going forward, it will be good and interesting to see, because some of the research that's come out of, let's say, you know, the VITS report on the state of the newsroom, for example, has shown that the likes of digital advertising, particularly Google and Facebook, has done a lot to bring to take up market share that would normally have been taken up by the traditional players in radio, print, and TV. But, you know, I think the print industry has been the most impacted, and radio, you know, to a lesser extent. So it would be great to see how, you know, those dynamics shift or evolve over time. And that's been it for this edition of the Business Day Spotlight. Remember that you can find our latest podcasts on Business Live. That's under the podcast Business Day Spotlight tab on Twitter. We're hashtag BD Spotlight. And remember that you can review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you choose to get your pods casted. Thank you to our amazing team. Our producer is Paige Muller. I've been Mudiwa Gavaza of the Business Day and Financial Mail. And this has been another edition of the Business Day Spotlight, which is a multimedia live production. So for myself and the rest of the team, it is a good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.